In the light of Martin Luther King's birthday today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the importance of justice in response to the insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol building last week. "We are in transition," she said, "and in 5 days Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in, and the whole complex must be held to scrutiny." She promised an extensive investigation.
Again, the investigation will tell us what we need to know to have truth so that we can trust the system that we have here. We really lost our innocence in this because we always prepare to protect and defend from all enemies, foreign. But the Constitution also says, and domestic. And now we have to protect ourselves from enemies domestic. How close within? The investigation will let us know.
Pelosi said if reviews reveal members of Congress to have aided and abetted the insurrection, there may be actions taken beyond Congress in terms of prosecution. She said Russell Honoré, a retired lieutenant general who was the commander of the military task force that responded to the Hurricane Katrina disaster, has been tasked with leading the review of the Capitol's security infrastructure.
I find this to be a very emotional time. I've said to the members, we're very passionate to our reaction to this assault on our democracy, on this temple to democracy. We're very passionate about our reaction, but we must be very dispassionate in how we make decisions to go forward for security, security, security.
Pelosi also reminded the public that the inauguration of President Joe Biden was already going to have a tiny percentage of people participating than in previous years due to concerns about COVID-19 safety. But Pelosi assures that the nature of the swearing-in will not change. She said the small inauguration is not a concession to the terrorists. It is a recognition of the danger of COVID-19. Federal prosecutors said in court documents that the pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials. Dozens of people on the FBI's terrorist watch list were in Washington for the rally, and the majority of them were white supremacists. One of the insurrectionists who breached the Capitol wore a shirt with an image of Auschwitz that said "Work equals freedom," the words on the portal above the front entrance to the notorious Nazi death camp. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Florida's first Jewish member of Congress, described her experience during the storming of the Capitol in an interview with CNN.
"Being in my office on lockdown and having the annunciator come on for the first time in 16 years of service, telling us that we had to lock our offices, that we needed to stay in the doors and that we needed to be quiet, and then watching them breach the Capitol and know that the tunnels are connect the office buildings, it was an incredibly frightening experience, seeing the bomb squads just across the parking lot from my office window. It was real fear."
Schultz claims that the domestic terrorist attack was fueled and incited by President Trump and at least two of her House colleagues, Louis Gohmert and Mo Brooks. Schultz is currently heading a censure motion against Brooks for telling an angry crowd of Trump supporters to go down to the Capitol and start kicking ass and taking names. "They deserve to be shamed," says Schultz, who also says that it is a possibility the insurrection could have had inside assistance. "There are colleagues of hers," she said, "who continue to defy the added security measures enacted following the insurrection, and Republican members of Congress who gave tours of the Capitol building the night before the attack." Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Aaliyah Haas-Blindman.